You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When flames tore through thousands of homes and businesses in Santa Rosa in October, they burned garage doors, paint cans, hot water heaters, and car batteries. The sheer amount of hazardous mess left behind by the fire is unprecedented and dangerous to the Russian River watershed. As it starts to rain, experts say any amount of precipitation will pick up toxic fire debris and transport it down storm drains. So scientists, environmentalists, and community members are working around the clock to prevent toxic runoff. KALW's environment reporter Angela Johnston takes us there.
One of Katya Robinson's favorite things about her Coffee Park home was the walkway up to her front door.
We had this great front little wavy fence that was really welcoming and a beautiful like tomato garden right here to the left, and now it's it kind of looks like it's a big pile of trash.
Her home, like almost all of the others in her neighborhood, was completely leveled in the fire. All that's left are some cast iron pans, mangled hot water heaters, and pools of melted metal. The blackened skeleton of her car is one of hundreds, oddly sitting in the driveways of the flattened subdivision.
So watch out, there's nails sticking up everywhere.
But Coffee Park is alive. Robinson's neighbors cut down branches from a tree. Backhoes grab giant chunks of crumbled homes and dump them into white trucks. Everyone, she says, is now in cleanup mode.
We have some hazardous waste. I run two soccer leagues, so we had a lot of field lighting paint here, like 48 cases. So we try to group those over there so they can just take those away really fast.
Take them away before the rain comes. She points to the gutter.
It's dangerous. It's going to go into our water system. One really good rain, all that stuff, all this stuff is in plastic is going to be leaking into the soil.
More than a dozen groups are working as fast as possible to keep that from happening.
Well, right now we're crossing Old Redwood Highway on Marquess Springs Road, and we're going into the Marquess Springs Estate.
Jeremiah Puget, who works for the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board, points out EPA workers in white hazmat suits and pink masks, picking up propane tanks and putting them into a pickup truck.
Because one of the first things it has to do is the EPA has to first come in and remove any potentially hazardous. So even before we're doing our assessments, we need to make sure that there's no hazardous materials around.
When the EPA is done, they stake a sign with a big green check mark out front. It's now safe for homeowners and crews like Puget's, CAL FIRE, FEMA, and the California Office of Emergency Services to dive in. Crews place tubes of hay called wattles in between the debris and streams or the storm drain. Almost all these wattles you see in Santa Rosa are made by a local hero called Doug the Wattle Guy.
It's amazing what just a little wattle can do.
Wattles are everywhere, in front of almost every car, every driveway, every storm drain, and surrounding every charred pile of metally mess. Fire is a normal part of the ecology, and the Water Board is trained to deal with its aftermath. But this, he says, is brand new territory.
But it's a totally different scene when we have burnt homes that contain asbestos or other potentially carcinogens that we don't want mobilized into the environment that we recreate in, that we swim in, that we get our water supplies from. We have never encountered anything quite like this. The scope of this is astounding. It's on a scale that we haven't seen before.
Since the fire, the Sonoma County Water Agency has been testing the public water supply more often, and so far, everything has been fine. But there's a bigger risk for the creatures that live in the rivers and the streams. They have a much lower threshold for toxins and metals than we do. That's where volunteer groups have noticed gaps and jumped in to help.
But let's get everybody in vests. They're under the bucket here. Let's do that. That's something we can get everybody in vests.
I was trying to like,
well,
is there a large around? I guess I can take this jacket.
Awesome. So let's get started. We got a few things that we can all just start doing.
Chris Brocade works for Clean River Alliance, a nonprofit that usually cleans up trash in the rivers and streams around Sonoma County.
been getting supplies in. We have all those wattles behind you that need to be staged over here.
On a Saturday morning in November, he directs a handful of volunteers as they fill sandbags and lay wattles across a small creek downstream from Coffee Park.
Oh my God, chaos, organized chaos.
Half of the wattles are stuffed with a special type of mushroom fungus that will help filter out toxins.
They've never been put out
for fire runoff.
So, I mean, this is potentially groundbreaking.
Brocade saw the results firsthand when he came out here a few days after the first rain. He noticed a wattle holding back debris and oily water.
And you could totally tell on the other side of the wattle how clear the water was running. So it felt good.
It felt good.
It felt like, you know, like the stuff that we did the day before really, you know, made a difference.
The Russian River watershed is a habitat for crawfish, salmon, and river otters.
We're protecting even the littlest things, and that's part of the food chain. It's like the littlest things have the effects on the biggest things.
So that's why constant water quality testing and monitoring is also necessary. That's Don McInhill's job. I meet him the day after a big storm near the fungi-filled wattles.
Better rinse the bottles well. Have to make sure they have nothing but sample water quality. Okay.
McInhill works with the river stewardship group Russian Riverkeeper. Since the fire, he's been out here almost every other day taking samples.
Getting affected by the air temp too much.
Once he draws the water into a plastic jar, he quickly tests for basic physical measurements like pH and temperature and conductivity. The higher the number, the more metals in the water.
Yo! Not as bad as that other one, but we're looking like 803. So we're definitely up. So there's probably metals. There's probably a lot of other stuff that's conducting electricity.
This resiliency is popping up in Santa Rosa in all forms. When Katya Robinson and I walk out of the charred remains of her home in Coffee Park, she spots a tiny piece of green grass sprouting out of the ashy dirt.
Oh, look it. New growth.
Some green.
But look it, some green's coming back. Kind of nice to see, like, the birds are coming back. They're, like, playing in our burnt car, you know, in and out of there.
Once her insurance comes through, Robinson wants to rebuild on her property as soon as possible. But she hopes she can do it differently this time.
All this stuff is going to sit in a landfill. And it's absolutely insane how much waste people produce. Because where are you going to put all of it? It's super depressing because if you just look at it and you think about it, like how much waste people produce, and you look at all this destruction and garbage and things that we don't necessarily need.
She thinks the city should find a way to incentivize homeowners and planners to rebuild neighborhoods like Coffee Park with greener materials and more efficient water systems.
Hopefully, like, all this brings a new change to Sonoma County and, you know, what we do to actually rebuild and consider a little bit better what we put in our houses.
In Coffee Park, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.